Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
If tomorrow all things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
That's Lee Greenwood, ladies and gentlemen.
Had to start again. Just my children.
God bless the USA. Isn't that a great song? I think that song's, what is it? 20 years old? Older? Maybe older than that? I've forgotten.
Because the flag still stands for freedom.
I like this part right here.
And they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah. Welcome back, 12 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being with me. Happy. Get a little choked up there, folks. It's a big day for America, Independence Day, 4th of July. It began, I marked the origins of this day about 1,000 years ago. That's right. The first Plantagenet king of England, Henry II, is important to us because to contemporary small business owners, because he's considered the founder of the legal system to which you and I owe our freedom to be. He was ambitious. He was highly intelligent. He attempted to consolidate all of the 12th century British Isles under his rule because he needed to create order. But while his reforms were intended more for his own political expediency than to empower the people, those reforms actually gave birth to the body of law now known as English common law, which replaced such elements of the feudal system, including the enlightened practices such as trial by ordeal, right? Well, 6 centuries after Henry's death, the legal and cultural tide of personal freedoms and property rights had evolved from his reforms. Those same things were being established across the Atlantic. In the colonies, a group of malcontents that we now call America's founders envisioned, created, and fought for a new interpretation of Henry's legacy. But their interpretation was sans kings, and as Ken Davis reminded us in the last hour, also sans dominant church. No kings in charge, no church in charge, the people were in charge, right? In his book, The Fortune of the Republic, Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "We began with freedom. America was opened after the feudal mischief was spent. No inquisitions here, no kings, no dominant church." In the origins of the Bill of Rights, Leonard W. Levy wrote, "Freedom was mainly a product of New World conditions." Those conditions, Thomas Jefferson so artfully wrote in the Declaration of Independence, were life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And as you remember, that was a collaboration, that line, with Benjamin Franklin, who was the editor of that passage, because Jefferson had written life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. And Franklin wandered by and looked at it and took his editor's pen out and scratched through property and wrote happiness. And I'm glad he did that. These words, my friends, were 18th century words for freedom. That's right, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. 18th century words for freedom. And for embryonic conditions for which those 56 signers of Jefferson's document put their life, their liberties, and everything they owned and had hoped to own at risk when they signed that document. And as we now know, on the 4th of July, 1776. But America's founding documents weren't perfected until they perpetuated rights that, as John Dickinson declared a decade earlier in 1766, born with us, exists with us, cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. By definition, You and I take risks, don't we, entrepreneurs? But only the freedom to enjoy our success can make those risks acceptable. That's right. If only if we have liberty are taking those risks acceptable. And I think we can thank Henry II for that. Research has shown that there's a direct connection between the rate of new business startups and economic growth. That's right, entrepreneurship, founding a business, that kind of activity is a, directly connects to the economic well-being of a nation. And the American experiment has demonstrated that a healthy entrepreneurial environment, an environment meaning including liberty, fosters national economic well-being. Thank you, founders. We have them to thank for that. Without their vision, their courage, passion, and sacrifice, it's doubtful that entrepreneurship as we know it, as the world knows it, would even exist today. And if capitalism is the economic lever of democracy, entrepreneurship is the force that renews and the strength and reliability of that lever for each new generation. We began with freedom. Freedom to dream and to try. Freedom to succeed and to fail. Freedom to own and to enjoy. Freedom to accumulate and to pass on to the next generation. We began with freedom and entrepreneurship was born. We began with freedom and capitalism was made to flourish. America began with freedom. And my friends, I believe the world is the better for it. I truly believe that America has not only been good, obviously, for its own citizens, but America has been good for the world. Warts and all, American exceptionalism has been good for the world. America has been a benefactor for the world, and I hope we continue to do that. I hope we continue to be that shining light on the hill, as Reagan reminded us about 30 years ago. I hope we can continue to do that. I'm going to do my part. I know that you will, small business owners, because that's what you do. That's the reason why. That's the reason I'm so proud of you, especially on this Independence Day, especially on this 4th of July, 2012. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. More to come on the 4th of July. Stay with me.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I have...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.